This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. The Campbell County School Board, at their meeting Tuesday night on a 6-1 vote, voted to merge all K-6 dual language immersion students to Stocktrail Elementary School for the upcoming school year. According to the news record, next year Stocktrail will become a pure language immersion school, and most of the neighborhood kids would transfer to Prairie Wind. Moving kids to one school would save about $759,000 in the first year and around $1.25 million by the third year. Additionally, in order to accommodate DLI students at Rawhide, it would mean building three new classrooms and a kitchen upgrade, adding substantially to the cost of the program. Thunder Basin High School and Campbell County High School will both host proms on Saturday night. Thunder Basin runs from 7 to 11 with the Grand March at 7. Campbell County is from 7:30 to midnight with their Grand March at 6:30. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.
This is Lacey from Healing Hearts Home Health News Center. Here's the latest news from Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. Just a couple of months after being appointed to the Gillette City Council, Trish Simonson has said she plans to run for the Ward 1 seat left vacant by Eric Hansen after he was appointed mayor. The news record says Simonson has lived in the city for 44 years and is the manager of Wyoming Art and Frame. She says she wants to continue the process of building and maintaining a more open and transparent city council. A man accused of shooting at his friend pleaded not guilty earlier in the month to a charge of attempted second-degree murder after firing a round that narrowly missed his friend. Peter David Maynard's trial is tentatively scheduled for mid-August. Maynard has prior arrests for arming himself and threatening others. Attempted second-degree murder carries a sentence of 20 years to life.